it's a growing trend, but we are really seeing very low intervention. So it's the kind of violence I am really observing here. We are trying to intervene, but the area is so large across all of West Nile, in that it's going to take more than a few of us who are trying to support these girls to access healthcare, to access counseling, to access, and then to be accepted in our communities. So I just wanted to share my experience with that, given the discussion we have been having. Thank you.
Yes, and thank you so much, Alessi, for raising that. And cross-border communities, in most cases, they are neglected communities. I'm glad to hear that you're there supporting, but I think you raise it a very important point that how do we support the cross-border communities, but also the fact that you've been able to highlight the new form of violence of women, young women who get HIV positive without any form of support or any organizing within those communities. But social support is very critical for women, especially young women living with HIV. So I think it is one of those key take home for us on how do we start to have strategies that are targeting cross-border communities. So thank you so much, Alessi, for raising that and for bringing it to the discussion.
Okay, thank you, Immaculate, and other speakers. My name is Claire Nampenja, and I work for the international community of women living with HIV Eastern Africa. So I would want to share about like another violence that is really popping up. Recently, I was part of CLM, community-led monitoring, and I realized that during the stop work order, many implementing partners that were supporting young people to access services through the youth-friendly corners and also having special clinics at facilities, they're all not working right now. Like, young people go to the facilities, and actually one of them, one of the girls shared that she went for her treatment into the integrated clinic. And then one of the health workers rudely responded to her that actually, it was in my local language, in Luganda, but I would really change it such that we all understand and understand like her voice. So she said that one of the health workers said to her that, so now you're coming to get services, so you're not going to be watching TV. So now you're not going to be feeling special because you go in a different clinic like others. So this young person actually was seen last because she had missed her clinic appointment, and then she came like a day after. So by the time she had to wait such that they serve each and everyone at the OPD, such that she's also seen. So she ended up going home without getting her treatment because she felt embarrassed around people. And then she felt they disclosed her status just there and then, because everyone would be like, okay, so she has been coming for HIV treatment. So realize that also the integration, yes, it is good, but then at the end of the day, young people are being affected. Some of them are failing even to go and access HIV prevention services because some don't know where to start from. Peers are not anymore, like anywhere at the facilities anymore. So it is also affecting service delivery among young women, among young girls. I think we also need to appreciate that, yes, there are services, there are changes that come, but at the end of the day, they are violating or they are making young people, especially young women, to access care, to access services. So that's what I wanted to share, and also to appreciate that yeah, we are also seeing other new evolving forms of violence, especially among women, also forced disclosure of their HIV status, where it is a must for you to disclose your status to whoever, whether it's your family member, whether it's your partner, even when you're not willing to share, maybe at that time, maybe you need some time, but then you're expected to disclose to whoever is in your life.
increasing systematic form of violence within the facilities. So I think that's very, very critical for us to reflect on. We wanted for ensuring that people keep in care, but also issues of lost follow-up. All those are health systems or health approaches that are being used to keep people in care, but are they really, really working, or they are increasing violence against women and girls within the health facility or within the health setting? So we take those as other forms of new evolving violence, and we need solidarity to see how do we package this message without getting a backlash from implementing partners, from government, where they may be looked at as people who are against the new strategies that are being put in place. But I totally agree. There is a lot of work that needs to be done around integration to make sure that it is enabling for every woman to access services. So thank you, Claire, for highlighting that. So we are running short of our time. I had seen
CW could borrow leave in terms of finding out how do we support these women who are facing what the violence, different forms of violence. Are they getting justice? Are they getting answers to the issues that they are facing? How are they overcoming them? How about those who are empowered?